Another Tisha B'Av is almost over. Tisha B'Av, Tav Shin and Zayin. Almost 2,000 Tisha B'Av already are over. What should we be thinking at the end of Tisha B'Av, Tav Shin and Zayin? What should we be thinking before the 2,000th Tisha B'Av is almost over? Obviously, we all realize that this is the saddest day of the year, the most tragic day of the year. Think of all the tsaras that happened in all these 2,000 years. So obviously it's a very sad day. But I once said that, I think it's Emes, do you know what makes Tisha B'Av even more tragic? And what makes this sad day even more sad? If this day goes by and we don't change, if Tisha B'Av goes by and it doesn't affect us, that makes it a totally different Tisha B'Av. It makes it so much more tragic and so much more mournful. A whole day we sit on our floor, we have our velus, we cry about the Churban, and if we don't become better people because of the Churban, then that itself is a Churban. But the Shaila is, what do you take out of this Tisha B'Av? Chazal call it a Yantif. It is a Yantif. What do you take out l'maisa from this Graysa Yantif? The Emes of the Gemara in Seif Tainis, we all know, She'enu Mesavo Yishalayim, Eina Rayi B'Simchasa. Someone doesn't feel the Golas, he does not Mesavo Yishalayim, Chas V'Shalom, Eina Rayi B'Simchasa. And the Meir Yafanot says, He's Noya Kemitzes Anoshim, Be'enu Ma'ore Es Liboy L'Hisaba Yishalayim. He just goes by another day, another week, and nothing really changes him. That's a churban. And chas v'shalom, eina zoicha v'raya b'simchasa. Isn't that enough that we start thinking about, are we nichol chas v'shalom this gemara? Yidden Amal had no problem being mekayim this chazal. A Yidden Amal, there was nothing that filled their hearts more than a velus on the churban. I once heard from Rav Kunda Zayin Gesund, said a tire of art. Something that we should think about more than just Tisha B'Av. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei that by benching, you're supposed to take off the knife from the table or cover the knife. What's the reason for this? So the Beis Yosef has two reasons. One reason, he says, the Pashta reason, because the knife is Mekatsa Yomav Shal Adam and the Mizbeach is Mayrach Yomav. But then the Beis Yosef aired the second reason. Dr. Beis Yosef, Ma'isa Shahaya, there was one person who he was benching and he was saying, Rachem, no, he was talking about Klai Yisrael and about the Gula and about Golus. And he was so nisragish, he was so upset and he was so filled with tsar, he took the knife on the table and he stabbed himself. So because of this, Chazal instituted a knife should not be on the table during benching. As I state in Beis Yosef. So the kash is so obvious. Okay, it was one story. It was certainly something that we know will never happen again. Are you talking for all dayos? You can't have a knife on the table because of one mice, of one person who was so broken about the churban, he never killed himself. One isolated incident makes halacha forever. So the teretz he said was really very poshut. Avada chazal were not choishet that something like this will happen again. That wasn't the point. The Chazal were trying to show us, Chazal were trying to teach us, look how an Amalekite Yid felt about Churban. Look how a Pashut the Yid from Amal reacted when he thought about Churban. Look how a Yid lived with this Golas, lied it to such an extent. And every time we bench, we take off the knife to remember Amalekite Yidin were Mesavol Yishalayim. Amalek Yidden felt that they're in Golas and hope for Geula. And how about today? And how about us in Tav Shin Nun Zayin? What are our feelings about Golas? Are we ever hoping for Geula? Do we think about Geula? A story I once heard from Rab Nachum, the great tzaddik, he used to travel, he used to go in Golas, to feel Golas. And one day they came to an inn, and Kedarka B'Kodesh, Kedarach of most Yidden, he was sitting on the floor with a candle and he was keeper comes over to him and says, Rebbe, what are you crying? What are you doing here? So Rav Nachum realized that this is a very pashut person. So he said, you know, don't you know, we used to have a Beis HaMikdash. We used to have Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. But we lost it. We're crying about Golus, hoping for Geula, and we'll try to get back Eretz Yisrael. So this innkeeper, like a very pashut person, he hears this and he runs home. And he tells wife, you hear, I heard this unbelievable thing. We have to daven for Eretz Yisrael, daven for Geula. So the wife says, wait, wait a minute. What are you talking about, Geula? What are you talking about, Eretz Yisrael? We have a farm. We have cows, chickens. What do you mean, Eretz Yisrael? What do you mean, Geula? We live over here. What are you starting up with this Eretz Yisrael? Very pushed the person. He says, you have a good point. Let me go back to the Rebbe. He runs back to Rav Nachum, who's sitting on the floor, and he says, Rebbe, I have a question. It all sounds nice, fine and voile about this Geula, but what's with the chickens, and what's with the cows, and what's with the farm? So Rav Nachum realized who he's talking to, says, you know, you don't understand. Of course it's great here. Of course you have your farm and your chickens. But one day the Kazakhs are going to come, they'll kill out all the Yidden, they'll take the chickens, they'll take the eggs, they'll take the farms, you're left with nothing. We need Eretz Yisrael. We need Geula. We can't live like this forever. Oh, he's a spoiled. He runs back to his wife. Did you hear? You're making a mistake. You don't realize. Of course we have everything good. Of course we have a nice farm. But the Kazakhs are going to come. They're going to take away our farm. We're going to be left with nothing. We need Eretz Yisrael. We need Geula. So the wife listens and she goes, I have an idea. I have an idea. Go back to the Rebbe and tell him to take the Kazakhs and put them in Eretz Yisrael, and we'll stay here with our farm, with our chickens, with our eggs. The Gelechta, no? Better yet, it's a bit of the Gelechta. How many people today think along these lines? How many people today say, Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach, it's a perfect Shidduch. Take Mashiach, keep him in Eretz Yisrael. I have my car, I have my job, I have my home, my bank account. We don't talk in chickens and eggs anymore. But what are we thinking about Golas and Geula? And even B'nai Torah, so we're not talking about cars or other Marishkeiten. Even if we're talking about Limud HaTorah, even if we're saying, hold on to Geula, I have to finish Shas, that's also no good. The Chafetz Chaim quotes of Sikta, it's not enough to have a Havas HaTorah, to have a Havas HaShem. You have to have a Havas HaGeula. You have to be Chayv of the Geula also. And this is something we have to think about on Tisha B'Av, but especially Tisha B'Av. I would mekayim the Chayv of the Gemara of Tipisa LeYeshua. And this makes this day that much more difficult. Another Tisha B'Av is almost over. Do we think about Geula? Did we ever once think that we really, really want Mashiach to come? Or Chas v'Chalila, are we nichlum, what the Gemara in Tainus says, Eina Yizayich v'Raya b'Simchas. I once heard a word, Hashem, the Briski Rav Zechatzanik B'Vracha, a number of years ago. And to be honest, I was afraid to say it over. But then I think, let's think, if the Rav said it, Avarda from the Zogin. The Gemara says that Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos, because it involves Chilul Shabbos. Beg the Briski Rav, are you talking? Mashiach can't come because of Chilul Shabbos? Mashiach can't come, save us, save Yidden and Golus, because of Shabbos? Don't we all know the halacha that Pikuach Nefesh is Daich Shabbos? So why can't Mashiach come to save us? Isn't that the greatest Pikuach Nefesh? So the Briski Rav in his own style said, yeah, Avada. Avada. But who knows, he said, what's the real Pikuach Nefesh? Who knows that for many people, maybe Mashiach not coming, maybe Mashiach not coming, that's Pikuach Nefesh. Avada Pikuach Nefesh is Daich HaShabbos. But maybe Mashiach not coming for many is pikuach nefesh. Of course, the Brisk Rav spoke at Daki B'Kodesh very bekitzah. But I think the point is very simple. What kind of punishment are we going to have? Mashiach is going to come. Did we prepare for Mashiach? Did we get ready for Mashiach? Do we become better people because we think about Mashiach? Are we changing because of the idea of Mashiach? This is the question that we have to ask ourselves every day. But especially on Tisha B'Av. Are we getting ready for Mashiach? A very simple question. See, peace of Yeshua, is that part of our life? And the emes is, you look in Svarim, this problem is not dealt with in Chazal, because this is really a problem for us in Ikvus of the Mashiach, for the Dor Achron. Something that we specifically need a tremendous Esayres, a tremendous Tikkun. A Malag Yidden has no problem thinking about Mashiach, thinking about Geula. A Malag Yidden lived in Golus, felt the Golus, and every moment they realized that they needed Geula. They felt the Sinas Akum, they saw Sinas Akum, they felt the Golus, they saw their in Golus. For a Pashto the Yid Amol, it was not hard to sit down every night and pravatik in Chatzos, because he knew this was his only choice. He knew this is not his makom. He realized that what's in front of him is anias, redifis, pogroms. A Yid realized this is his only hope was geula. I once heard from Bankev Zechatzadik Levracha. He says, there's a big machlokes in Paiskim about wearing Shabbos begadim on Shabbos chazayin. Hey, do what the Ramah, the Goyin Paskin, you're supposed to wear Shabbos begadim. What was the Cheshvin? So he said, because Amol Gitzaitin, a Yid, wherever he went, he felt Golus. Wherever he went, he realized he needs a Geula. The only hope, the only hafening he had was Geula. And the only Yeshua that he had in Golus was the Shabbos. The Shabbos he felt, Me'ein Olam Habi, he felt somewhat of a Geula. Klal Yisrael had enough praving Golus the whole year. To take away the Shabbos was too much. That's why Chazal said, keep Shabbos, Shabbos Chazayin. You feel Golus enough a whole year, Ginuk, Shabbos Azayin Shabbos. This is all Amol. And how about us? How about that we, Baruch Hashem, we live in this Medina Shel Chesed? Do we ever think about Golus? Do we ever feel we're in Golus? And this is something that Tisha B'Av is really for the whole year, to start realizing that the peace of Yeshua is a question they're going to ask us, Lassad Lavai. And this is something that our Dor especially has this challenge. But I want to discuss today, Be'ez Hashem, a different Nekuda, which is probably part of this Inyan, probably a chelik of this Inyan. It's something that affects us literally every single day. Probably it affects us everything we do. It's something that being in America is a special sakana that we have that Doris Yishonim probably didn't have. There's a famous maisa with the Chavetz Chaim that every child knows, but there's so much oimik, there's so much hadrach in that story, la'yumim ki yisupa. The rich person came to the Chavetz Chaim's house and he says, Rabbi, where do you live? Where's your home? So what do you mean? This is my house. And he looks around, he sees a broken down hut with broken tables and chairs. And he says, you live here? The great rabbi lives in this home? So the Chavetz Chaim says, where's your home? Where do you live? What do you mean? I live back over there in the big city. I have the most beautiful mansion with the 25 rooms. So where are you living now? He says, now. I'm just passing through, right? I'm traveling. I have to have a house when I travel. So Chavetz Chaim says, that's me also. I'm also traveling. I'm only also just passing through. this Maisa has so much oimik to it. You know, on Tisha B'Av you can't say Divrei Torah, you can't say Chazalin, but this Maisa in itself, I think, speaks volumes of Chazalin about Ma Chayvasei Shal Adam Ba'ilamai. Chavetz Chaim's whole life, whatever he did, whatever he said, he thought he's only passing through. If he had an Asayin to do anything, that machshava came to mind, I'm only passing through. And that's certainly, without a shayla, why the Chafetz Chaim became the Chafetz Chaim. Because the Chafetz Chaim lived a life of, I'm just passing through. So I think to myself, imagine if we would live like this. If we would live a life of realizing we're just passing through. Imagine how an Asayin, to say Lashon Hara would be easier, or probably wouldn't be an Asayin at all, to give tzedakah, to learn. If only we had this Mahalach HaChaim, if only we had this attitude, I'm only passing through. So what are we all thinking? Father, it's a very Dehoibin HaMachshava. One day I hope I'll be like that. I'm not a Chafetz Chaim, maybe one day I will, but I hope one day I'll reach the Madrega to live with this. But isn't this Machshava a Chiyuv on all of us? Is this Machshava only for a Chafetz Chaim? The Mishten Avos, Perek Dalet, Rabbi Yaakov Oymer, Ha'olam Hazeh, Doimel Leproizda, Bifnei Olam Haba. Zog the Heilig Tana from the Mishnah that Olam Hazeh is only a praise, is only a hallway. What the Mishnah is saying very clearly is that we're all passing through. Everybody in this world is only passing through. The Chavetz Chaim story is really the Mishnah Novus. But the Mishnah doesn't just end there. It's not just a Shena Vart. The Mishnah goes weiter with a Hayra L'maisa. Haskein Atzmachal B'proizda Kedesha Tikonez L'Trakun. So of the Tana, it's not just a vitz, it's not just a vart, it's a reality. It's halacha l'maisa. Haskein atzucha b'proizda kedei shetikaneis l'traklin. This is our job, this is our tachlis. It's not only for a Chafetz Chaim, it's not only for a Vilna Goyim. The Mishnah in Avos was said to every Yid. Every Yid has to realize, haskein atzucha b'proizda. We're all passing through. This is not our real address. That the tachlis of our leben is not a leben of Olam Hazeh. It's not only for the Chafetz Chaim. You know, we see in Parsha Kiseita a very, very strange parsha, which the Rishonim discussed Bariches, the parsha of Ben Soira Moira. And you see a Moira Dikazach, a young child eats and drinks, and he's Chayiv Misa. He does no Averis, he doesn't do anything wrong. He just eats a lot and drinks a lot, and he's Chayiv Misa. Why is he Chayiv Misa? Ma pishay ma chatosay of a child that eats and drinks. Since when if a person eats too much and drinks too much, he's Chayiv Misa? Hayitachin? Zok the Eben Ezra Fanort, Bezeh HaLoshen. He was one of the Gedolei Rishonim. This is the Pshat in the Ben Soira Moira. Zok the Eben Ezra, Shezeh Kimoy Apikoyris. He has Olam Hazeh for one purpose. This child is on the wrong track. He's using Olam Hazeh for eating and drinking and having a good time. And he has no makom. And he's Chayiv Misa. Do you hear what the Eben Ezra is saying? Are you margish? And are you masig what the Eben Ezra is saying? You have a young bacha who eats kasher and probably makes a bracha and does everything halacha, but because he's using olam hazeh for chol mini maichel umishta, he's chayiv misa. Not a chafetz chayim, not a tzaddik hazar. We're talking about a young bacha. You know what his mistake is? A very, very terrible mistake. He forgot that the olam hazeh doima l'praizda. Now avada, there are different Madregas. Leider, we're not on the Madrega to be Margish this in Gansin. Some Tadikim Takalua Perushim Olam Hazeh. This is not our Avodah Bizman Hazeh. This is not for us. But the Hergish we have from the Eben Ezra is the Hayrola Maisa is what the Chafetz Chaim said in a certain sense for all of us, that we're all just passing through. And this is the Sakana Atzuma of living in this Iknus of the Mashiach, of this Medina Shel Chesed. Amal Ayid lived with Anias. He lived with anything but Olam Hazeh. He had nothing to eat. And he realized that he's here on this world for one tachlis. Kedei Shetikon Eis L'Pratim. I always have my stylus from the Torah in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. He speaks about people that are very, very poor, and the only thing they could have for the Suda Shabbos is the kisa de harsin of the herring. And then he adds, Kama pamin nasasi v'nasati v'davo l'fnei adayni avi, that's the rush. Kamoini, somebody like me, hayoim sheyesh bi ma'at mishali, I have nothing. V'eini maspikli v'tzorach ani l'acherim, I have nothing to eat, I have to beg from others. Do you hear what the Torah, how the Torah lived? The Torah that was probably the miyasid of the whole Shulchan Aruch that we have. The Torah had nothing to eat. But I always think, you know, the Torah had nothing to eat. How about his Talmidim, his Chassidim, his neighbors, his father? He spoke to his father. He asked his father, Shailas, doesn't the father help a child? But the Kash is a Narishkeit. Nobody has. Not the Talmidim, not the Chassidim, not the father. That's the way people live them all. And this is not just the tourist time. I saw a letter from the Stipler. The Stipler writes about himself when he was young. Every Shabbos he ate black bread. That was his Suda Shabbos. Living such a life, it's very, very easy to realize that Olam Hazeh Doima L'Praisa. But today, Baruch Hashem, in America, we have Mikol Tov. We live in Medina Shel Chesed. It makes it much more challenging. You see people building $500,000 homes. People have one wardrobe and then comes a new style. They throw out that wardrobe. And all the whole thrust of the American way of life, chaparayim, chaparayim, chaparayim. Like one Gadol said, since the Dor HaMabel, there wasn't a Dor that's so mishuka in Tivus like the Dor in America. So living in this Dor, living in this newest Dor HaMabel, makes it a sakana for a yid that wants to live Olam Habadik. You have Kol Tov, you have what you need. Who thinks about Olam Habadik? Who thinks about the tachas on this world? The Mesil Sesharim was Zaychat Omer Dikisiyayta Dishmaya. Kayadua, and the Eitzis, the Hadracha that he gave in all aspects of life, Beradam Lachaveirai, Beradam Lamakayim, Beradam La'atzmai. In all Zachen, the Mesil Shisharim's Eitzes are ungenommen as the Eitzes, as the Derech HaChayim. I once wondered, imagine if you would ask the Mesil Shisharim, tell me in one line, one good, solid Yisoid, that I can have the whole Yisoid of your Sefer. The whole Yisoid HaChayim, in one line. From all his Chochma, from all his Eitzes that the Mesil Shisharim gives, what would be that one line? So the truth is, he writes about it in the first page of his Sefer. Very clearly, he writes, Yesod HaChassidus, the Yesod of Chassidus, of following the Eibishter, the Shoyesh HaAvoda HaTmima, what's that one line? What's that one line waiting for? Sheyizbara V'yisameis Eitzel Odom Machai Vasei B'Olam. A person should think, what's he doing here? What is Tachos HaChayim? Do you hear what the Mesil Shisharim considers the Yisayda Yisaydis? What he considers the Shoyesh HaChassidus, what his Eitzah that includes everything is, this person should know Ma Chayvaseh Be'Lamay. And what is Chayvaseh Be'Lamay? So he goes right and he says, he quotes a Mishnah, our Mishnah. The Mishnah Navos, Ha'olam Hazeh Doima L'Praisa B'Pnei Ha'olam Haba. The Yesod HaYesodis, the Shoresh HaChassidus is to realize what we're doing here. What is our Tachos HaChayim? There's somebody I know, maybe many of you know him also. He's a very, very prominent lawyer. He's a professor also. And Billy Guzman, he makes $500 an hour. Billy Guzman. And every single day, the morning, every single morning, he learns in a yeshiva. And if you add up 4 or 5 hours a day, you're talking about $2,000 a day that he gives up every single day. It's an unbelievable mistake. $2,000 a day for 4 hours. You know, we would start thinking, well, I'll build 20 yeshivas, and this is the, you know, I think this doesn't make sense. Right? $500 an hour. $2,000 a day. Sit and learn 4 hours. It's an Isayan Oyam Vanoira. But you know how it's possible? You know how it's a reality? Because this person thinks, Machai Vase Balamai. This person realizes the Oyam Azeh Daimon Lafraizda. That he's not on this world to make $500 an hour. He's not on this world to get a big bank account. He's here for Torah Mitzvahs. That's what Mr. Sharon meant. You want to know the sight of it all? The ikka of it all, in a tamtzis, the ikka is sheyizbara v'yisameis eitzaladam machay vasa v'elamay. This is the sight of all inyanim. You want to say a Lashon Hara. We all know that Lashon, the Rambam says, one of the kitim that not makabal from the Eshchina is the kat Lashon Hara. So why do we talk Lashon Hara? Because Olam Haba is a different mitzvah, is something else. If we yisbara v'yisameis eitzal adam, that that's what we're here for, then it wouldn't be Lashon Hara. Rav Schwab Zechayin Levracha once told the story that happened when he first came to America. I think it's the best Musar Shmuz you'll ever hear. One little story. He was called to a hospital, this is when he first came to Baltimore. Somebody was there who had was dying, Nebuch. He had typhus, and he was mamish agoisis. So he wanted to speak to a rabbi. A Schwab walked in, and he looked at him. He was totally irreligious, didn't have a zeich of Yiddishkeit. So he says he was born into a firm family in Vienna, and he lost. Slowly he left this mitzvah, until he left everything. And he left over Yiddishkeit. And he started saying how he lived his life. And then the ikka, which I'm trying to bring out, the last line, says, after everything, it wasn't worth it. After the ganze maisa he told, how he was life, his whole lifestyle, he said it wasn't worth it. That's the best news we could hear. People who don't think machay vasam b'ilamay, who don't realize what olam haba on this world is, what limud haTorah is on this world, they don't realize, like Rabbi Apian says, that the olam haza is habanish olam haza, and the olam habanik is haban olam haza eichet. Eventually, what happens is, sooner or later, they're going to realize. They say it wasn't worth it. But you know why people make this mistake? Why do people make this narration mistake? Because they don't sit down once in a while and think, Machay Vasay Be'alamay. The beautiful Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, the Rambam says, what's the union of Mezuzah? Zok the Rambam, V'chol Zman Sheyachnis V'yetzei, when he goes in and out of the house, Yivge B'yichud Hashem, Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll see the Mezuzah, the Shakai, V'yizka avosai v'yeir mishnasai u'shniyosa v'havle azman. He'll wake up to reality. V'yeida she'ein dav ha'aymed la'olam u'la'olamim el yediyas tzur ha'olamim. Nothing less but ruchnis. U'miyad u'chayza l'daitai v'hoylach v'dachim mishar. What the Rambam is saying is that often we have to have reminders. Reminders to remind us machay vasai v'olamai. And we have a mezuzah. The mezuzah is the chnitzchias, and we remember about the mezuzah. How often do we pass the mezuzah? Do we ever have this reminder? Today there's so much in an American house to see, so many gadgets, so many luxuries, anything and everything but ruchnias in the house. Who has time to look at a mezuzah? Who has time to think about this Rambam? And this is why living in America is a tremendous nesayin. A world that's caught up with kulei gashmias, with taivas. How many people think about ruchnias? Rabbeinu B'chai in Parshat Tzava writes an unbelievable thing. He says the Chachamim that lived in France, says not Chachamim Tzadikim, but wise people, had a minig that they wrote in their Tzava that they should take their dining room table, and from the dining room table that they used their entire lives, they should make out of that their urn for burial. They were thinking that this world is only achana. Yes, Avad, in America we have things, we have gashmias. Today, Lida, many of us, we can't live without certain gashmias. But gashmias could be ruchnias. A dining room table could be the biggest sanega for a person. It could be the biggest lawyer for a person, Eilam Ha'emes. He has gashmias, but he uses it properly. You have money, a lot of money, you can give to tzedakah. You have a car, use it for chesed. Use it for going for shir. You have chachma, use it for limud HaTorah. That was their chachma. They had what they, but they used what they had, they used it properly. But they lived with the chesed. They lived that gashmias could also be ruchnias. The Alter from Kelim, in one of his Maimorim, writes with Merdik in his Phylus. He knew of a certain minute that Baron Rothschild had. Every night, this Baron Rothschild was probably one of the richest people alive, b'shaita. Every night he would go up in the attic of his house, and there was a coffin, an urn, and every night he would lay down into the urn. And the Alter writes about this Kiddush Hashem Noira, that a person that had so much Olam Hazeh realized and had enough seichel to have these reminders reminding him what's Olam Hazeh. And this, obviously, is what the Mishnah is telling us. Haskin Atma V'Proizda, you can have everything, but if you use it properly, if you know how to use it, then it's the biggest bracha. And this Lida, living in America, this is the big Nisayin that we have. This is the Sakana that we have. But the truth is, it's deeper than we think it is. It makes it the tois, a tois kfula mechupelas. Did you ever wonder, Tamad Nezach, from all the dayas, since Sheishim and Abrashis, was there ever a dar like our dar? Was there ever a dar, a generation that had mamish mikol tov, the gashmias, if you want, the ruchnias, if you want, gashmias and ruchnias, if you want, menucha, yishuv hadas, the kitzah, whatever you want, you could mix the two, one alone, whatever you want, you could steig in ruchnias in our times, lamaila lamaila, you could for achmana aslan in taivis, lamata lamata. This world has so much to offer. The ikkid, the menucha, the Yishuv Hadas, you could do what you want. I'm all a good Titan. If you just look a little bit in history, practicing Yiddishkeit was a sakana very often. But whatever it was, we never had Menuchas HaNefesh like today. We never had Gashmis like we have today. We never had this Yishuv Hadas to do what we want like we have today. Why is it? Of all Dairis, why are we Zaycha to this unusual situation? I would love to say it's Achshadar, we're better than Amalek Adairis, but we all know that's not true. We all know that the Adairis fall, don't grow. Why, Taka, are we found in this Murdig opportunity, in this Murdig Gesaita Mishmaya, of the land we cultivate? It always bothered me. This is a Mod Nezach, a person, Mamish, he has Siaita and whatever he wants. He could grow, he could fall, and it's all mamish, ready-made. Like you say, ready-made, you could do what you want. So I once saw from Rav Dessler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Dessler, the Rav Chachmosi touched it up, that this is the privilege. This matzav is the schus of the dor of Ikrus of the Mashiach. We are the dor, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully will be with Greek Mashiach, Bekar, Be'Emenu. But we have to get ready for that. We have to get ready to the what the bracha that the pasuk says. Hissam yavi alechol ya'odan asher atem mevakshim. One day the Mashiach is going to come. We have to be ready for that. If we have to spend our lives making panasa, spend our lives making ends meet, running here, two, three jobs to be able to make a living, we can't get ready for Mashiach. If we have to spend our koiches worrying about this enemy and running away from this pogrom, how can we get ready for Mashiach? How can we mekayim dechol b'nayach l'mudi Hashem if we're busy with survival, pashit, with living? The Eibishter gave us a very special privilege, a very special siyata d'shmaya. You live with menucha, you live with shalom, you live with panasa, you live with mekol tov. Just get ready for your Yom HaMashiach. Nothing to focus on, nothing to concentrate, nothing to worry about. One thing, prepare yourself. Like one chacham taich, kol yemei chayecha lehavili Moshe Mashiach. What's your person's objective, his tachlis, his aim in life? Lehavili Moshe Mashiach. To get us one step closer to Moshe Mashiach. Amalek the Titan, this was always very difficult. It was always competition, worrying about survival, worrying about goyim, worrying about panasa. Today the Eibishter gave us kaviyachol on a silver platter, everything. Here's menucha, here you have panasa, here you have shalva, here you have shalom ben agoyim. But take advantage of it. And the emissaries, Baruch Hashem, Yisrael Kedoshim, you look around, there are many, many chachmei leiv that take advantage of this matzav. Today we have yeshivas with thousands of bnei Torah. Today we have a new concept of kollelim, which not long ago was unheard of, because people are taking advantage of this bracha. Today we have balabatim that learn half a day, or maybe even more than half a day, a good part of the day akapanim. Why is that? Because they are taking advantage of this opportunity. They are using this bracha that the Eibishter gave us, Lahavli Mois HaMashiach. Baruch Hashem, there are many people, Chachmei Leib, that are missing this eis. But that's one side of it all. But then Mitzad Sheni, we have this Sakana Atzuma Moed. We have this Nisoyan Kasha that probably no other Dor had. The Nisoyan that people get caught up with Gashmias. The Nisoyan that Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot. And this is the other half of the picture. Mitzad Echad, if someone stole this too, he could have me called too. Mitzad Sheni, the Nisoyan is Oyin Venoyan. How many people, when they hear Mashiach's coming, this God wrote this date and this year, well, this time, after this happens, so many Gedolim said these things. How many people deep down think, I hope it's only a rumor, I hope it's not really true? We don't say it, but how many people feel, I heard this so many times, I don't want to hear about it again? How many people are living like the silly farmer? Take the goyim, take the tzaris, put them in Eretz Yisrael, I'll stay with my chickens. How many people are worrying, when Mashiach, but I just started a business, I just built a home, I just got married. But how many people, is Mashiach not coming really to Kuluch Nefesh? And this is something that daily we're supposed to have some kind of thought about. Chazal Machayev Titiso Yeshua, because Chazal understood a Yid needs a reminder. That every day a Yid needs a reminder, you're only passing through. This is not your final address. A Yid needs a reminder that this is only a praisa. And every day Chazal, in Shmoneh Esrei, I once pointed this out, they were mechayev a number of brachas, not one, not two, not three, but a number of brachas about Mashiach. V'serzena, Esemach, Lishalayim, Hashiva Shevkenu, a whole host of brachas reminding you, you're only passing through. Tzitzis of Yeshua is an integral part of Shemayin Esra. It's more than Refuah and more than Tzlicha and more than Torah. A number of brachas to remind the person of this understanding that we don't belong here. We pass the mezuzah every day. We're supposed to remember to forget about marriage tent. But later, we go through Shemayin Esra, we go through the doors. We don't see these reminders. L'chalapachas one day a year. L'chalapachas one special day when you're sitting on the floor, when you're thinking Eicha, when you're living Eicha, at least one day to realize that we don't belong here, that we're only passing through. That our tachlis is kol yivei chayecha is l'havdi ma'isa Mashiach. And this is not us thinking the whole year. But at least Tisha B'Av, at least this day a year, when you're crying about a Beis HaMikdash, start thinking about a Beis HaMikdash. And start thinking that whatever we have, we're in the blood. No matter all the Torah and all the Chesed, this is not where we belong. At least Tisha B'Av, we should come to the realization that we're only passing through, that the Olam Hazeh, Zayma L'Freisa. And if only we would think like this, if only this would become part of us, to go through our days on this world. The Ramchal in the has a kunch of Derech Eitz Chaim, and right come out in the beginning, he writes about what he calls Trufa Hayoyse Gedoyla, the strongest medicine possible. Tepulasa Gedoyla, it's extremely effective. Piriya Rav, it has lots of results. What is this proof of Yosef Gedayla? That Pulasa Gedayla and Piriya Rav, Zabdi Ramchal, Zeh HaLashin. Hale Adam Rav Shnois Yamav Oymid Lachshayv Cheshbaynes Asakas. A person, a normal person, worries about his business. Iske Chayesha. Why do they think at least 1 hour? He thinks so much, he's so worried, he's so concerned. He's always thinking, but what's he thinking about? Shouldn't he give at least 1 hour of thought of Machsheves Mamish? Mahu, what is he? What am I doing here? What does the Eibishter want from me? We dive into the Eibishter down today. We say brachas to the Eibishter the whole day. We learn Torah, the Eibishter Torah the whole day. But do we think what the Eibishter wants from us? What's going to be at the end? Is it going to be chas v'chalila, that person that said, I lived a life but it wasn't worth it? If that's going to be his soif? Zabti Amchal, Zoisi Atufa Yoitse Gedoyla, Vichazaka, Shetucha Lahamsi Negayetse. This is the most powerful medicine that we could use. The He Kala, and that's the sad part of it. It's so easy. It's not money or time, it's Machshava. Upulasa Gedoyla, Vipir Yorav. With such a Machshava, a person gives up $2,000 a day, it's no problem. Because he knows that's not what I'm here for. And this is something that we need every day. This Gewaldige Trufa is for every day. But at least Tisha B'Av, we should walk out of Tisha B'Av living with a chesed, doing things with a chesed. Leider, we live in a dor yosem, psute kimashmoy, a dor of aniyam. The Gedolei Torah, with Lida, we just lost one of the Gedolei Adar. But you look around, the Gedolei Famol and Omar here. Do you ever think about that Cheshbon? Do you ever worry about what's going to be with Torah, with the Nitzchias of Torah? And if not us, if we're not going to worry, who is going to worry? Who's going to worry about Tvayt Shemayim and Avodah? Who's going to worry about Haramis Keren Torah and Avodah? And if a person is always worried about the latest style, the nicest car, the fanciest home, Kvayt Atzmai, Kvayt Beisai, is he thinking about Kvayt Shemayim? Could you think about the two together? Chavetz Chaim used to say, He didn't want wallpaper in his house. Because when he sees wallpaper, he sees Blatlach Gemara. He doesn't want to see Blatlach Gemara in his house. Chavetz Chaim understood that if you spend time earning money and you put up wallpaper, so that time you could have learned. So the time is Blatlach Gemara. Alichtige Eugen, you see through things. Chavetz Chaim saw in wallpaper, he saw Blatlach Gemara. Today we live in a world that we do use wallpaper. What can we do? But the message is still for us also. What are we spending our money? When we're spending our money, we're spending Torah. Torah and Blatlach Gemara is Hainu Hach. For us, B'nai Torah, we're not into spending money. But what this message is, just as important, maybe even more important. How do we spend our time? How do we spend our kreiches? My Rebbe Zangzintoy says, the belt of time is money. But I said that time is much more than money. Time? Is anything more valuable than time? What are we spending our time with? What are we spending our kreiches? Are we taking Blatlach Gemara and throwing them out? Are we using our time for Narishkeit? The message of Tisha B'Av is wasted time is wasted Blatlach Gemara. Reb Chatzkul used to say time is Olam Haba. That's the end. And I would add, if I may, time is more than Olam Haba. Because the Mishnah says Yafa Sha'achas Shal Tshuva Ma'isen Tayyim Ba'olam Hazeh Mikol Chai Olam Haba. So in a very real sense, time is more than Olam Haba. What are we doing with our time? What are we doing with our kayaches? And don't get me wrong. These type of machshavas, chalila, should not bring a person to atzvus, to being nervous or tense, chas v'shalom. There's nothing that's more hevach taira than atzvus, or nervousness, or tenseness. These machshavas have to bring a person some simchas achayim, to bring a person to excitement in life, to realize the opportunity he has, to realize the daily opportunity he has on this Olam Hazah, that Yafa Mikol Chai Olam Haba. The Welt sagt, ah, it's a Meshugene Welt, it's a crazy world. But I tell you that's not true. I tell you that's a terrible, terrible choice. It's not a Meshugene Welt. It's a Taira, Taira, Taira Welt. It's a Welt that Shah Achas is Yafa Mikol Chai Olam Haba. This Welt is not a Meshugene Welt. It's not a Meshugene Welt. People make it like a Meshugene Welt. But the Chacham that realizes what Olam Haza is, realizes the Taira Taira Welt. The Gemara in the end of Shabbos, Barshan the Pasuk, Higia Shanim She'ein Bahem Chayfetz, Eilu Yemois HaMashiach. Do you hear a Pella? Do you hear a Chiddush? Yemois HaMashiach, what they're waiting for, that's Ein Bahem Chayfetz. That's valueless and worthless. So Chazal Amazah very pasit. With all the brachas, with all the schoolers, with all the opportunity that Yemois HaMashiach has, but there's one thing that Yemois HaMashiach does not have, and that is an opportunity to do mitzvahs. Now in the Olam HaBechira we have a choice, a chance to do mitzvahs. The Gemara Shabbos is telling us that now we're living in the Yomim Sheyesh Bahem Chesed. That this is not a Meshugene Welt, that this is a Welt Sheyesh Bahem Chesed. Wasting time is wasting Yomim Sheyesh Bahem Chesed. Getting ready for Mashiach tells us not to waste time, not to patter itself. And especially for all the Bachim that are here, they're at that stage in life you have to make decisions. You have to make very major decisions. Whether it's Shiduchim, whether it's Panasa, whether it's thinking about the career in the future. The guiding force, the Mechia, has to be Machai Vasei Ba'ilamai. That Olam Hazeh is Zaymul Afreiz. And Avad, it's very hard because the whole world shrieks Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh. When a person has to make a Shidduch and all he hears is Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh, so he doesn't look for the right things. He looks at things that are so unimportant. And living in a world of Olam Haza, it's very hard to think Olam Haza. But at least Tisha B'Av, at least Tisha B'Av should teach us, Ma Chai Vasa B'Olamai. People get fachap with it. People with big futures in Torah get fachap. They have this career and this opportunity. And that's what the world, that's what the Welt is trying. Careers, money, bank accounts. But at least Tisha B'Av, we walk out of Tisha B'Av with a Musaf Agansia that we don't belong here. That this is the only person to do, this is not our final address. To live with a Chesed. It's not easy, but that's why we have rebellion, that's why we have Gedolim. Person that makes this choice that's going to decide his life. Rabbi Zangzandoy says people have a hard time in making plans and making Shidduchim in the future. Because you know what it is? He said a very simple, very beautiful muscle. Somebody walks into a bus stop, big bus terminal where there's hundreds of buses going in every direction around the country. He's walking around, he sees this bus goes to this state, and this bus goes to Chicago, and to Pittsburgh, and Cleveland, and he's walking around. Somebody says, what are you doing here? Where do you want to go? What bus are you looking for? He says, I want the best bus. What do you mean the best bus? Where are you going? I don't know, I want the best bus. So he always says, these people, Bachim, especially when they get the older Bachim, they're looking for Shidduch, they're looking for a future. If you don't know what you're looking for, then you're lost. You're looking for the best. What does best mean? If you don't define what you're looking for, you'll walk around looking for the best Shidduch. What is the best Shidduch? What are the values in Shidduch they're looking for? And this Mitzad Echad is the Sakana living in America. But Mitzad Sheni, this is the Bracha, and the Bracha Ad Ein Sof. As someone who thinks about the Rebbeinu Shlom, who thinks about Ruchnius, he has it the easiest ever since Sheshem Me'abreshus. And that's why we see so many people that are using their koiches, using their time, using their Olam Haba to gain Olam Haba. Because they are taking the Bracha of America and using it properly. It's Mekobel B'Shem Chaim Volozhiner. He once said that the last stop of Golis is going to be in America. And then he started crying. Why was he crying? So Libi Aimali, because he saw this decision that people have to make. Mitzarecha America could be the biggest bracha, but many people making it the biggest klala. It could be the biggest hatzala for a firm a year to sit and learn and do mitzvahs exactly the way he wants. But so many people make it into the biggest tzara. America could be the best hachana for Mashiach. But so many people make this the richik of Mashiach. By chapping the tafa and leaving the ikka. I heard from another god he once said, Amala Pasha the Yid went to sleep. Pasha the Yid, he made a cheshben nefesh. How was his learning? How was his davening? Was he erlich in business? And he said, what's today's cheshben nefesh? What does a person go to sleep thinking? Did I make enough money today? Do I have a nice house? Do I have the nice house on the block? This is why B'chaim Volozhiner cried. That today there's so much gashmis to run after. Look at the shod. Look at the chaval. A person has kol tov and gashmis and ruchlis, and if he uses them together, then he's living kimei shemayim ala oretz. He's living himmel diketeg on this world. But leider, if you don't have the right hashkafa, you don't know machay vasay b'lomay, you don't know what bus you're looking for, then where are you heading to? Then leider you get lost. And this is the side of Tisha B'Av, I think you take out of Tisha B'Av. Living in America, Mikol Tov, is supposed to be our biggest bracha. Our biggest hachana, the Havili Maisha Mashiach. Not to use it. Not to lose it. And the fact now, Rabbi Zangzand always says, you walk into a little shtetla, and you see everybody's running, and everybody's in a rush, and everybody's running all over the place. You know it's Erev Shabbos, right? When do people run, but it's not Erev Shabbos? It's almost, it's almost this man. Everybody has to chop around the last finishing touches. So he says, living in our dar, everything is happening. Everything all over the world, the most unusual happenings are taking place in our dar. What's going on in Russia, in Eretz Yisrael, and the dar of Balei Tshuva. People are running in every direction. We have Rahman Oslan Yidden that are thinking about other things. We have Fry Yidden becoming Yidden. We have Geirim. Russia fell apart. Eretz Yisrael is Mechamas Ployois. Things are happening because it's Erev Shabbos right before the Zman. It's right before the, hopefully the Bias HaMashiach. And a person has to be blind not to see the opportunity. I saw a letter from Rav Dessler, Zechad of Gebrach, in the Chelik Dalet. He first starts off writing about Dvar Mashalei Shorim Doyois, what's happening in our door. Hanhaga Galuya Kol Kach Shel Tzmichas Yemois HaMashiach. Mam is so apparent and so open. And then he writes, Im Kain Mi Pesi, who is a fool? Yosser Heina Shalai Lirais Es Advarim Kav Yosem. Who is foolish enough not to read between the lines, see what's happening in our tkufa, to see the Hanhaga Galuya Kol Kach Shel Tzmichas Yemois HaMashiach. Every person has to get ready for Geula. He savai v'heina Geula he gila yemes. V'la yiska l'kachas chelik b'zeh mi shloi hayu loi enayim lirois v'aznayim l'shmaya b'shaitoi. You have to have open eyes. You have to have an open heart to realize the matzav that we're in. To realize that we're living in a tire velt. That the velt now is given to us. B'chol toiv l'havi l'mayis ha-mashiach. But that's something that needs the ma'atis baininess of machay vasay b'ilamay. Let me just be messiahing with something I once thought about a number of years ago. Was Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. After Mayav, I was thinking, with Amad Mezach, Rachmona Litzlon, to go to a Beis Avel. Someone, let's say, lost their husband. So, Nichum Avelim is a very, very difficult situation for the Menachem and for the Avel, of course. But for the Avel, there's some degree of Nechama. People come, show concern, show interest. Although the tragedy is overwhelming, but besides Cheney, there's some form of Nechama. But an Avel once told me, Rachmana Litzlan, you know what's the most difficult moment in Nichum Avelim? Of the whole tragedy, Bechlal, of the most difficult moment in Nichum Avelim Efrat, the last moment. Everybody comes and shows interest and feels with and shows sympathy. That's helpful. But when the last person walks out on the last day of Shiva, and you know that's it, that's the most difficult. Because now the person is left with his sorrow. He had help for these few days, and now he's all alone. So I said, is that really true? I mean, people come and help. And even afterwards, there are family, the extended family, neighbors, they're always helping, whether it's morally, financially, but they're always showing support. Yes, they said, but we have no family. We have nobody that we could turn to. And then you feel you're all alone. You feel everybody goes back to their business, back to their homes, back to their families, and the Oval is left with his Torah, the Ein Menachem Loi. And that moment is the most difficult moment. So that's what I thought once on a Moitzoi Tisha B'Av. I just finished Ma'ariv, and people are running, or walking, whatever it may be, back to the dining room, back to food, and right away it starts with the laundry, and starts with swimming, and music, and back to normal life. And then you think about the Tzar Shechin at that moment. You think about Shechinta B'Galus at that moment. The whole year we're supposed to think about Gullus and Hope for Gula. Tzipis L'Yeshua is supposed to be a daily activity of ours. But Laida, Laida, we sometimes forget. But we have these weeks, the 3 weeks, which the climax is Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av, we all come Kaviyachol, Menachem, Ovel, the Eibishter, we sit on the floor, we're Misavon Yishalayim, we cry about Golis, we think about Geula more and more. But if we're going to just take the Tisha B'Av and say Agutin Tov to Tisha B'Av and go back to our ways, that's the most biggest tzar that we could cause Kaviyachol, the Eibishter. That's the biggest Adlas Nefesh, the biggest Pachin Panim, leaving Kaviyachol, Shchinta, Begalusa, and Agutin Tov. We have to take this Tisha B'Av, which Chazal call a Yontif, and take it L'maisa. Make it L'maisa. Put it L'maisa into what we do every single day. Tisha B'Av is a Yontif. And if we make this Tisha B'Av a Tisha B'Av that makes us better Yidden, that makes an even bigger Yontif. And if we take this Tisha B'Av and start thinking more Machai Vasei Be'lamai, and start thinking more about what we're doing on this world, then this Tisha B'Av will really be a Yontif. It will be a Yontif that hopefully is a step in the right direction. And if we have this Aliyah on Tisha B'Av, if we have this Aliyah on this Heilige Yontif, hopefully soon will be Zaycha, that Tisha B'Av will be a real Yontif. A Yontif in the real sense, will be Zaycha the Geula Shleima.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.